Radio Daily for not Monday.
Not Monday?
Hell no, it's not.
Because it's Saturday.
You son of a bitch. You close your damn dirty mouth. Some of us have to work for a living on days that you don't. It's all right. I'll feel really good on Finally Frackin' Friday. I'll feel really good on Weekend Eve. So, Hi, everybody. Welcome and good morning. And hopefully you're here. Server issues. How funny. We're the folks from GeekRadioDaily.com. You might know some Facebook and Twitter and all those crazy places. The people bringing things to you today with that over there is Saucy.
Hey, man. This time, I'm going to do it my way.
I'm not so sure about that, yo. Hi. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Why do you need to socialize with so many women? Wouldn't one be sufficient?
Is it ever? What happened, yo?
1892 in Springfield, Massachusetts, Charles E. Duryea and his brother Frank J. Duryea complete the prototype for what will become the first commercially successful American automobile.
1928, the final volume of the Oxford English Dictionary is published. Never again.
1957, Hubert Bright, a manager of the Data Processing Center at the Westinghouse Bettis Atomic Power Laboratory near Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, receives a stack of computer punch cards in the mail from a Fort Rand development team on IBM.
1971, Salyut 1 is launched on a proton rocket by the Soviet Union. It consists of only a single module, but it's the first space station to orbit Earth.
1975, the first Indian satellite, Aryabhata, is launched by the Soviet Union from Kapustin Yar using a Cosmos 3M launch vehicle.
1987, The Simpsons debut in a short segment called Goodnight on The Tracy Ullman Show.
1996, hackers break into the New York Police Department phone system and change the tape messages that greets callers. The new message greets callers with a notice that officers are too busy eating donuts and drinking coffee to answer the phone.
2001, NASA launches the space shuttle Endeavour on an 11-day mission to install the mobile servicing system, known as the Canadarm2 robotic arm of the International Space Station.
2006, NASA publishes the results of the first successful detailed supercomputer simulation of the merger of two black holes.
And in 2013, the Boston Marathon bombing suspects, Tamerlan Tiznarev, or whatever his name is killed in a shootout with police, and his brother is captured while hiding in a boat inside a backyard in Watertown, Massachusetts. I'm hiding on a boat. Birthdays?
Hayden Christensen is 35. Anakin in episodes 2 and 3.
Yep, that's him. Kate Hudson is 37 from Almost Famous and Kung Fu Panda 3.
James Franco is 38. He's in Freaks and Geeks. He was in Pineapple Express. He did The Interview.
He did do The Interview.
The Interview was great.
Ashley Judd is 48 from Norma Jean and Marilyn, Natalie in the Divergent series, and Bug, which not enough people have seen.
Steve Antin is 58, last American virgin. He was also on The Goonies.
Tim Curry, God himself, is 70 years old, of course, in the Rocky Horror Picture Show, from Clue, from Oscar, from Past the Ammo, from so many films I can't possibly name now.
1903, Elliot Ness, world-famous dickhead.
Okay, where the hell did that come from? What did he do to you?
Nothing, but he was a little rough on my Italian friends of ours.
1907, Alan Wheatley from the Pickwick Papers, the Sheriff of Nottingham in the Robin Hood TV series, and the first person ever killed by a Dalek on screen.
1930, Dick Sargent, second Darren on Bewitched.
1933, Jane Mansfield from The Girl Can't Help It and Too Hot to Handle.
1935, Dudley Moore. He was Arthur in the original Arthur.
The good Arthur.
Well, I mean, I'm pretty partial to
the wrong thing, yeah.
Russell Brand. He was also in Bedazzled.
Yeah, the original. The good one of those as well.
Well, I don't know
bitch.
About that.
I do.
Tonight on ABC, new episode of The Real O'Neills, S.H.I.E.L.D. and Beyond the Tank.
Over on CBS, it's a new NCIS, NCIS, Nolans, and Limitless.
Tonight on NBC, new episode of Chicago Med and Chicago Fire.
On Fox, it's a new episode of New Girl. It's the finale of Brooklyn Nine-Nine and a new Grindr.
The premiere of Containment and a new episode of The Flash on the CW.
Over on Freeform, it's the Harry Potter Sorcerer's Stone, the first one, and it's the American one even, and a new episode of Stitchers.
New episode of Storage Wars on A&E.
AMC has got the premiere of The Night Manager.
River Monsters Unhooked Killer Catfish on Animal Planet.
Hey look, the birthday boys on Comedy Central, Pineapple Express with James Franco.
Burn After Reading on Cinemax.
Good movie. FX is showing Snow White and the Huntsman to get you ready for the new one.
So CMT is back to showing decent movies. Okay. Walk the line tonight.
Awesome. FXX, The Simpsons, the one where the plant is outsourced to India and where Homer's on the border patrol.
Rocky on Encore.
No, Adrian. GSN, Game Show Network, New Idiot Test.
The Longest Ride on HBO.
MTV, it's a new episode of Awkward, Taking It.
The finale of Forged in Fire on History Channel.
Sci-Fi Channel is showing Oz the Great and Powerful. Hey, James Franco, it's his birthday.
The premiere Murder Among Friends on ID.
Over on TBS, it's America's Greatest Makers, followed by a new episode of Separation Anxiety.
Reruns of Life Below Zero on National Geographic.
True TV, Hack My Life, Do It.
Tonight on Showtime, Alfie.
Over on Chillers, what we're watching tonight, though, because misfit high school students must learn to work together for survival after becoming locked in detention with a horde of hungry zombies. Tonight, Jacob Zakar and Alexa Nichols star in Detention of the Dead.
The mail's in.
Indeed it is. Dearest Belle, thank you for not judging my indiscretion. I thought you may have no toll for me. Without your app, I cannot hear you convey your sound logic any time, but I heard you clamor on Monday and have given me the strength to defeat this vixen with all of her splendid colors, her witchy hymn, and the tangled web she transmits. It will take all of my brawn and psyche to overthrow this she-devil, but with your aria resonating in my ears, I will stray no more in the wasteland known as the internet to find a new occupation to attain capital. Your single note, that is understood by porters to move quickly to help with luggage and servants to lend their mistresses. I too comprehend that I need to respond to that same note and be diligent in my efforts to slay this LED succubus. I head into this battle ready for the worst and even the possibility of digital withdrawal. When this enticedress catapults all of her outputs at me, I will persevere, because you, Belle, are the one and only true sound that lets others know there is a website to behold. As my journey begins, let me hear the call to arms, geekradiodaily.com. That's from Rob. Thanks, Rob. I'm glad we can be there. I'm glad we can help for whatever issue it is that I sincerely am concerned about. I think you've been alone too long, but that's all right. It's going to get better. If you believe it'll get better, if you've got some positive affirmations for Rob, then please send them on over to us, podcast@geekradiodaily.com, provided that the server doesn't go in and out. It's been a long time since the server's gone wacky, and when it does, it does a couple times. Anyway, the Patreon Center is fine programming. Podcasting's Rich Siegfried is taking care of all of those fun things, and that's why you're hearing this.
It's science, bitch.
Hello.
Hey.
I'm Tom.
And I'm Matt.
And this is It's Science Bitch, or a promo for It's Science Bitch anyway.
We pretty much talk about science and pop culture and what have you, in a kind of funny way.
If it's geeky and can be linked to science, we'll find a way to get it in there. So you can listen to us on iTunes, where most podcasts live, Stitcher, TuneIn, and you can find us on Twitter at BinaryWomb.
Yeah, that's about it.
That's about it. Give us a listen.
It's Science Bitch.
Hi, this is Granny Mahar, and you're listening to Geek Radio Daily.
Indeed you are, hopefully. So welcome back to it. It is, of course, your Not Monday edition, and that can only mean one thing.
Sir.
What?
Are either one of these any good?
I don't watch movies.
No, but you certainly do, and today's a day you can add to your collection. There's all kinds of stuff out today, including...
Finally, The Revenant's out on DVD.
We can finally see bear rapins?
It's not bear rapins.
That's what I was told on many legitimate news sources. Lady in the van, Maggie Smith, is in a van, and she does stuff.
Ice bear.
Shut your mouth. The Fifth Wave, that's where Chloe Moretz tries to stop the end of the world.
I'm sorry, people may not remember. Norm of the North, Ice Bear.
I understand.
So, IP Man 3.
Answering all the questions. 50 Shades of Black, another alleged parody movie.
Silicon Valley, the complete second season.
Oh, good show. Misconduct, where lawyers and pharmaceutical companies battle.
Veep, season 4.
Drunk, Stoned, Brilliant, Dead, the story of National Lampoon. Gotta see that.
Pretty Little Liars, season 6.
But what we're propagating today is the story of the cockface killer who stumbles upon an underground drug deal and accidentally thrusts his way into the New Orleans crime scene. Rival gangs led by Asian kingpins Big Wang and badass biker gang the Douche Lords must set aside differences to recruit incestuous assassins.
Wait, did you just say cockfaced or cop-faced killer?
Cockface.
Cockface.
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Dirty cops and mystical ninjas to rub out Cockface before he ruins everything. Tonight, Anthony Karras and Jason Beckhaus star in the movie known as Cockface 3, Grime Wave.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world. from a geeky point of view. So when the mammoths battle, it helps out the little guy quite a bit. Amazon is offering a standalone membership for Prime Video. You've got two options here. You can get Prime for $10.99 a month, and you should just pay the year fee right up front because that'll be cheaper, or $8.99 a month just for Prime Video. So, yeah, the fight to that is interesting because the online, the streaming service is where it is, and there's been some complaints that Netflix, for all of its wonderful original programming, no longer has the selection that it once did. Amazon is now in direct competition with Netflix, and, you know, this ad-free Hulu, YouTube Red, all this. Amazon wants to be the ones to win this. We'll see. It's just going to have to bring down prices for us all.
So, many people have Keurigs, and there are a few problems with Keurig. One are they're not very clean. You know, it's hard to clean them.
Yeah.
You don't see most of the parts. You don't know what's in them. It makes me remember working at McDonald's, and they were always very nasty. Very, very nasty. Except for we didn't really have the K-cup machines.
Right.
We had like other things that were kind of like that, parts sure. that you never get to see. And also their cups are a huge waste. You know, you have to use a new pod for each cup of coffee.
Unless you have the reusable thing, which is awesome.
Right. True, true. And they're not recyclable.
No.
So
I found that weird.
You have to throw them away. They're developing K-cups that are recyclable. So soon we will start seeing K-cups that can be recycled.
Oh, okay.
But I don't know if you'll have to like open it up and take the coffee out and do this, that, and the other and blah, blah, blah. Good for them.
Generally
something.
Recycle
something
food
is better.
With stuff.
Well, yeah, true, true. So. But most people aren't going to do that.
Well, then they're jerks.
Right.
And that's why they never bothered before. CBS has announced plans to revive, again, the anthology series, the classic Twilight Zone. But this time, they've got Ken Levine, the guy known for the writer of System Shock 2, Bioshock, Bioshock Infinite, games with really weird, twisty things. But here's the crazy thing to it all. It's going to be an interactive show. According to their little press release, it's going to tell stories that change and adapt the story based on what the viewer feels. You get to sort of choose your own adventure, Twilight Zone style. I have no idea how the hell this is supposed to work. Obviously, it's not going to be in a regular CBS network TV because they just don't make a DVR that has that kind of buttons.
It looks like there was a huge concern that never reached us little people here at Geek Radio Daily. I didn't realize that people were saying that there was an issue with reproduction in space, but the Chinese...
Not according to James Bond and Moonraker.
Luckily, they did a science experiment, and it turned out fine. I guess you really don't know if there are going to be long-term concerns about space and living in space.
It's lesser like gravity, that. So your bones, your body would be, you'd be taller.
Right. The Chinese satellite has produced important data that indicates human reproduction could occur in space. The SJ-10 satellite doesn't have any humans or even animals on board, but it does have lots of cells. And scientists loaded the satellite with more than 6,000 mouse embryos and watched remotely for 7 days as the satellite sent back microscopic images of the cells. The goal was to learn if these embryos would go through the early stages of maturation while in orbit, and sure enough, they did. So I guess there's no problem with having babies in space.
And on a sad note, veteran actress Doris Roberts has passed away at age 90. Depending on your generation, you either know her as Marie Barone on Everybody Loves Raymond, or you know her as Miss Krebs from Remington Steele. It really just goes to show if you're cool or not. Her son reported that she simply just died in her sleep. She was a Broadway actress before coming to Hollywood, where she's been in a crazy amount since like 1961. All kinds of crazy amounts of shows and movies. She won 5 Emmy Awards and a Screen Actors Guild Award. She was in a ton of things, whether you were paying attention or not. And Mrs. Krebs, we're certainly going to miss you. GRD is licensed to the Creative Commons Attribution, Non-Commercial, Non-Derivative Works 96.3.0 license. Come check us out on Facebook and Twitter and stop by the website at geekradiodaily.com, provided that it's there. Send us a note, won't you please, to podcast@geekradiodaily.com. We'd love it. We'd appreciate it. Pick up the app. That was working for Syrinx last night. when things were just tragically, horribly going wrong. It's all right. Stay strong. So will we. We'll go kick some tires or something and catch you on the next time that we're somewhere.
It's a trap!
That was great! A lot of fun. When do I get my check?
Get off my ship.
Well, that went well.
Welcome to Nerd School.
Good night, everybody.
Who is it?
Wilderness girls.
A little late to be selling cookies.
Troop leader says we are not meeting our quota.
Take a couple of boxes.
That won't be necessary, Miss York.
So that's how you're moving the drugs.
Brilliant, Miss York. Now, where is the microfilm?
The what?
The microfilm.
I don't know anything about any microfilm.
Don't play coy with me. This is too important. And this is the plot.
Important enough so that anyone within earshot should listen to each and every detail?
That important.
And you're talking about the microfilm which holds the recipe for turning cocaine into innocent-looking cookies?
Yes.
I don't know anything about it.
In a little while, Miss York, you will be begging for mercy.
No, I'll beg now.